Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sandra Merritt is finally free from the threat of prison. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, it's an exciting time as we watched the California Attorney General's office agree to a plea deal to end Sandra Merritt's criminal case. You know, we've defended her for 10 years now, and specifically 8 years against this criminal case, and now she walks free.
It's amazing because for 8 years we've been in a San Francisco court with regards to 16 felonies that were filed against Sandra Merritt that would have resulted in more than 10 years of prison.
And she did nothing wrong. She simply uncovered what Planned Parenthood is doing, and that is trafficking aborted baby body parts.
Yeah, the videos are stunning because the videos are Sandra Merritt and David DeLeiden, and they are in public places talking to Planned Parenthood doctors and executives and other people that are part of the organ procurement companies like Stem Express and others.
And they're working undercover while doing
and
this.
And the videos are so stunning because...
Yeah.
These people across the table are talking about how they're altering abortion procedures to get the organs intact so that they can sell them for higher prices. They're talking about negotiating higher prices. Dr. Gaddy said she wanted to have a Lamborghini,
right,
and that's why she wanted higher prices for the organs that she would harvest from these babies.
Yeah.
And then we had information in the civil and criminal cases that came out that some of these babies were aborted alive and their organs were harvested while they were still alive.
Right, they were using the beating hearts for scientific research. It was horrendous.
So back in 2015, these videos were released to the public and that caused a significant outcry and that resulted in congressional hearings on the House and Senate side in the U.S. Capitol. And then it also resulted in some states like Texas voting to defund Planned Parenthood and removing them from the Medicaid, Medicare supplements and reimbursements. And that was involved in litigation that was also upheld. They cited in that litigation the videos that were released by Sandra and David. For 10 years, Sandra Merritt, a grandmother and a mother, has been facing the prospect of decade or more in prison. And over the years, when it began with 16 felonies, we were able to whittle it down in court hearing after court hearing after court hearing to lesser, less felonies, about under 10, 8 to 10. And yet, at the same time, any one of those could have put her in prison for 10 years or more.
Right. And you remember, you know, I'm thinking about our civil trial, which was a couple of years ago. I think it lasted for like 6 weeks. And the testimony that came out during that trial, it was just horrific. And, you know, like the one scientist saying that she was seeing live beating hearts come through and all the different testimonies that were happening. But it also really revealed the corruption out there, the judicial corruption and the judge who was compromised, who would not recuse himself, even though he and his wife support a Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, that was on the civil side of the case. Yeah, because he was associated with an entity that ultimately rented a space to a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic.
And at the end of the trial, he pretty much told the jury that they were guilty.
Yeah, he said that he had already made a determination that there was liability and their only obligation and duty was to determine how much they should
pay. That's not a fair and just trial.
No, we went through all that, and that still is ongoing. That still is an ongoing civil situation. But in this case, after years and years of litigation, multiple hearings, multiple trips to San Francisco, multiple appeals, multiple briefs, we recently, just last week, in a court in San Francisco, finalized a written plea agreement. This is an extraordinary plea deal. And here's some of the criteria in it. Sandra Merritt pled no contest to only one felony charge. That's not an admission of guilt. No contest to only one felony charge.
Now, we originally had 16 in this case, right? And then it down to 8.
So no contest was the plea to only one felony charge, which after 1 year of probationary period will be reduced to a misdemeanor at sentencing and then expunged from her record entirely. There will be no prison time and no fines, no restitution, no other penalties will be imposed for her action in revealing the truth about Planned Parenthood. You know, we weighed the cost of going to a multiple week, could have been 6 to 8 week trial in San Francisco in a criminal case. And all she would have had to be convicted on is one felony in a San Francisco jury on the issue of Planned Parenthood and abortion. Not the best place that you want to be having a criminal trial.
And the cost for this case has already been into the millions.
Oh, the cost of this case has been in the millions. And we obviously at Liberty Counsel don't charge our clients. Sandra could never have possibly afforded this. No one could have afforded this unless you're, you know, a multiple billionaire or multiple millionaire and have excess cash. This is something that Liberty Counsel does as part of our ministry.
I bet Planned Parenthood can afford it.
Oh, Planned Parenthood has an endless pot of gold, if you will, because they make their money off of killing babies.
Right.
And up until recently, before President Donald Trump issued an executive order, they were getting $500, $600 plus million dollars a year from the federal government.
From our taxpayer dollars.
And that doesn't count what they get from the states.
Right.
They get money from the states as well.
And, you know, for example, in this case, with this all started with Kamala Harris, you know, she receives money from Planned Parenthood, as does Becerra, and on and on and on. So that's why they were so motivated to prosecute Sandra and David.
So Kamala Harris was the attorney general when this case began, when the videos were originally released around 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And Kamala Harris, as the California attorney general at the time, she authorized a raid on David DeLayden's home so that they would seize all of his computers and electronics and video so that no more videos could be released to the public.
Right.
And
hide the evidence.
We found out through the investigation that the affidavit that was signed really was not true as a basis to go and raid David DeLayden's home. Then she was appointed to the United States Senate. And then Xavier Becerra was placed in her position. And he then brought the actual 16 criminal indictments. Never before happened in the history of California that an undercover journalist or a journalist at all had been prosecuted in California for criminal activity for simply reporting or doing undercover work like these videos here.
But you see how Planned Parenthood works. They give money to these political figures who then defend them. I remember the press conference that Becerra did, and he had a sign behind him, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." That's why, because they get a lot of money from them.
Well, and President Donald Trump has been rightfully talking about and wanting to end this weaponization of the government. And Sandra Merritt is a clear example of that. Sandra Merritt, and it's not just on the federal level, because it's also these state prosecutors as well. We've had it on the federal level with the U.S. Department of Justice, particularly under Obama and certainly under the Biden-Harris administration. But we've also seen it, for example, in the state prosecutorial arena, California, where we defended Sandra Merritt, New York, remember, where we had the prosecution there, Letitia James coming after some of the pro-lifers under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, and before her, the person who actually initiated it. So we've seen that in other places on the state level. And so the state attorney general, Kamala Harris, and then she passed the baton to Xavier Becerra, who became the secretary of HHS under Biden. He then brought these criminal charges, and then for 8 years in California, for 8 years, we have been back and forth to San Francisco defending Sandra against these 16 felony charges. Eventually got reduced to a lesser amount, but any one of these felonies, had we gone to an actual jury, which we were scheduled to go to later this year, had we actually gone to a jury, it would have been 6 to 8 weeks of trial, Sandra is a grandmother, and that would have been very difficult on her. Plus, going before a San Francisco jury regarding Planned Parenthood and abortion.
There's no winning there.
It's kind of like, you know, what Donald Trump faced in New York, where he was indicted in a very hostile environment, or the J6ers in Washington, D.C.
Everything's against you, yeah.
The great news is Sandra is free, and she had tears as a result of this deal that was signed and already approved by the judge. I'll share another story about this on a later episode of Faith and Freedom. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.